Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Yesterday's storm lived up to its billing as a complex storm with a tremendous variety in conditions through the region. Strong southeast winds combined with our mountain ranges and highly varied structure of the storm itself to leave 8 to 14 inches of snow through much of the St. Lawrence Valley, the Green Mountains, and most of New Hampshire. But dry air circulating into the storm decreased amounts in parts of the central and southern Adirondacks, while the mountains blocked some of this moisture from reaching southwest Vermont, as well as the northern Connecticut Valley, where 3 to 6 inches was most common. The winds also funneled down through parts of the Champlain Valley, the northern Champlain Valley, picking up some 8 to 12 inches of snow. This morning finds this storm over the mouth of the St. Lawrence River, well to our northeast, its circulation sweeping colder air back into place. Readings have tumbled from the upper 20s and 30s yesterday down through the teens. Snow showers are retreating to the mountains, and they'll end this morning. The storm's departure will permit gradual clearing. Starting this morning in southern valleys, the sunshine increasing in the north and mountains this afternoon, setting us up for a clear evening. Gusty northwest winds will limit the temperatures from rising much today and then fall into the single numbers either side of zero tonight, 10 to 15 below in some of the mountain cold spots north. This pattern, however, is busy and energetic, so we can expect a quick change in the next 24 hours as a storm races across the Great Lakes today and then just to our north tomorrow. That'll bring some rapid warming thanks to strengthening south winds gusting to 30 miles per hour tomorrow and producing a band of some light snow and snow showers sweeping east into the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley later tonight and mainly north of Route 4 tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches from the Adirondacks and north of Route 2 into Quebec, a dusting to an inch south to about Route 4, southern areas tomorrow remaining relatively dry, a few flurries or isolated snow showers, the best chance in the southern Green Mountains and Berkshires. A cold front attached to the storm will follow Wednesday night, and just as quickly, temperatures will tumble. Later Wednesday night, more Arctic air will be settling in for the remainder of the week, heading down to near or below zero, especially Thursday night and again on Friday night. There'll be a gradual warming trend this weekend. With all of that in mind, a look at the forecast details. They include a wind chill advisory for the northern mountains late this afternoon into tonight. For this morning, clouds giving way to some sunshine in southern valleys, early snow showers in the north and mountains giving way to gradual clearing late morning and afternoon. It'll be blustery and colder, highs 10 to 15 north, 20 to 25 south, steady or falling through the day, northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds after midnight from west to east, light snow in northern New York and the St. Lawrence Valley developing, reaching the northern Green Mountains late. It'll be cold, lows single numbers below zero north, 10 to 15 below in the cold spots, and 0 to 5 above south, but rising late. Tomorrow, cloudy and breezy, periods of light snow from the Adirondacks and north of Route 2, 1 to 3 inches, scattered snow showers south to Route 4, a dusting to an inch, and a few isolated snow showers farther south, especially in the southern Green Mountains. Highs tomorrow ranging from near 30 in the north, in the 30s south, winds increasing out of the south, gusting to 30 miles per hour, up to 45 miles per hour in the Champlain Valley and the western slopes of the Green Mountains. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.